Okay, I call the meeting to order. Can we stand for the pledge, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Has everyone had a chance to read the minutes from last month's meeting?
We accept the minutes.
Okay, what about the minutes for the meeting with the Friends of the North Country?
I'll make a motion to accept both minutes.
Okay. For the second?
Second.
Okay.
I'll make a second on the first one, Jeff.
Okay, all right, so all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried, thank you. Okay. Highway.
Well, I've been sweeping.
Okay.
Awesome spring so far.
Yeah.
Nothing on the bucket truck today.
Okay.
It went
crazy. Did it?
Without talking to everybody, it was way too much for.
Okay.
I didn't talk to Chris earlier. He thinks the one in Champlain telephone, they still have it. I didn't get a hold of him this afternoon, but.
Okay.
We can check on that. And see.
Yeah, see what they're looking. Okay. Yeah, because they are definitely handy.
As far as shared services, can we, at the county meeting today, as far as getting trucks, rental trucks from the quarries for drawing blacktop, it's very difficult, especially this year with the project at the airport. And not everybody was there, but a lot of us towns farther away from Plattsburgh to get together to help each other draw asphalt. Basically, truck for truck. Just a feeling on.
I mean, I don't have a problem with this, you know, as long as it's truck for truck, you know, we don't send five, they send one or two, but.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's what it was all talked about.
No paver or over, so.
No, just basically trucking.
Just whoever does the paving.
Nobody can get the work done. You can put our paver, I can put 2,000 ton down a day, if you can get it.
Right.
But when you can only get 1,000 ton.
How many trucks would you be talking at one time, Chris?
Probably three or four. Most places, that's all they got.
Three or four besides ours.
How many from us?
Three or four.
At any?
Most other towns, that's all they got, is three or four trucks, so that's all I'm gonna send. Like if we go to Busco and help them pave, I think they got four. So you'd send four guys there. If Ellenberg's got three, so you'd send three when you go there.
How far? You're not gonna do this swap with Osable or anything like that?
No, it's not feasible.
So how far who would you include? Just
probably Ellenberg, Busco. Because they work together paving.
Who pays theirs?
Busco's got their own.
Busco's got their own.
And he does Ellenberg.
Ellenberg.
Altona hires all their own trucks. They do their own, they don't go anywhere. But that was the talk from both quarries today, is trucking is, nobody's got license, nobody's got drivers. That's the big talk. Anybody with a CDL, the price is going to start going up.
Well, as far as the airport, that should be done in May. They're talking a month, a little over
May.
A month, yeah. So.
But that's what they're predicting, having trouble with trucking.
But the quarry going to be able to load?
Yeah.
Even with all them going to the base?
There might be a day or two they have to shut people out, but...
Isn't the quarry gonna bring in additional trucks?
They usually hire private guys, but they're just getting less and less. If you're the guy that owns the trucks, you can't get drivers.
Right. I don't have a problem as long as we're caught up with our stuff around here. I mean, you send a couple guys in. Because hey, it's going good. You guys are doing a really good job, so that's just my take on it.
Yeah, because it is a long haul. I mean, no doubt about it. All the way from Plattsburgh to here.
Where does Clinton haul their tar from? They get it from Malone or from Plattsburgh?
Most of the time, it's Plattsburgh. Because they had guys coming out of Malone last year to Plattsburgh.
But I'm just saying, if you're going from here to Plattsburgh, then you've got to go up there and haul away from Malone down to... They put a lot more miles on your truck than they are.
Yeah. No. But Malone plant don't run enough. It's broke down every other day.
Doesn't the quarry own that one too? Okay.
I would say just town of Clinton, Ellenburg. Is Champlain included in that too?
That was Carl from the county wasn't there because we thought about talking to him where we could get his trucks to help us for a day. Because the issue is we're all fighting to get in there at the same time. If the county would send, they don't have too many, but if they would send us the trucks for a day, then we'd go help them for a day or two.
Yeah, you could.
Paving's difficult because every time you stop that paver, you got a joint or a bone. And the more you can lay one day,
What does it take 4 or 5 guys to run the machine and roller and stuff? So you got pretty much your crew is pretty much tied up running the machine.
There should be. I mean, we do it without, but...
You're bringing your sub guys, but... So we'll definitely benefit
that
there
way
also.
Would help. We could park a couple of our own to have extra behind the paver.
Right.
To make life a whole lot easier.
That's what I'm saying.
But generally you have no truck, so if you got a truck sitting there, you gotta get a driver. Mm-hmm. That's where we use Gary and Derek and
Wherever you can get.
Anybody I can get for a driver.
But if you include the county, you could be going anywhere in the county to help them, right?
Well, we were thinking at this end.
They do
not run way to Silver Lake or
they do Champlain, Ross's Point.
Because so that's the other fight we have. Paving, the county gets all the rental trucks. Because they've only got a handful of theirs. They got a flow boy and 4 or 5 others. Just trying to come up with a plan so you can get something accomplished in a day and make it work for everybody. They're supposed to have a couple more meetings, but I know we stopped the shared services last year.
Right, because I think we were getting the short end of the stick. But if it's, for trucks to
truck. To you guys. Try it for a year if you're fine with that.
I'll make a motion that, we just do the northern end, our end of the county, no further.
I'll second it.
Chris will second
it. We're saying we're going to stay north of Lake Chazy.
Basically, Ellenburg, Champlain.
No further west of Champlain.
No. Yeah. Okay, so we got a motion, we got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, carried. Okay, what else, Chris?
I talked to you a little bit about the surplus equipment, Jeff, but we've been going through sheds and we've got some old radios upstairs that have been hanging around for years, some old plow lights. We do not have to sell. The board has approval. If everything keeps going the way it's going, it should be done for next month's board meeting.
Okay. Yeah?
I'm just, whatever we can find that we're not using.
They aren't using it.
rather than try to ask on every little thing, we're just gonna list it. If it don't
rent out,
we do not have to sell one piece if we don't want to.
That's at auctions.com or?
Yeah, I'm gonna take pictures of these.
Yeah, we'll get you the information on there. We'll list those too.
Got almost everything sent to them.
Do we have an itemized list for the machinery that we were talking about last year for that to go down?
I had turned that, we did it, whenever we did it, I had turned the list in, but basically like the old, there's an old paver, the chip truck, the old grader, an old loader. As far as big stuff, there ain't. Like the old 2x4 flare truck, we can't use it no more, it's just, the motor's too far gone.
Just make sure that there's nothing covered on the insurance, and if there is, we gotta get it removed.
Yeah, we went through that, I went all through that.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time with her to get all that on, so. Okay.
We've been trying to replace overhead doors one a year. I don't know how the budget was, is there enough to,
Should be.
Get a door spec?
Got maintenance on there. You go through North Country or, you go through North Country or you go through, overhead?
North Country's been coming.
It's hard to get a hold of overhead. I called them twice to do the one with EMS and nobody ever called me back.
That's who's got them all, so.
Right.
Get a quote.
Yeah, get a quote, see if you can get a couple if you can, but I know.
Yeah.
I know I couldn't get from overhead.
That's all the doors are through, is all through North Country.
Yeah. It's good to keep the same ones. Especially if you got a problem with them, when you come maintenance them.
If you call that standardized and stay with them, or if we...
We should advertise it.
I just hate to waste that money, but...
It's only about 40 bucks for them.
There's only really two in this area that does it, overhead in North Country. There's, well, there's one in Malone.
A couple in Malone.
I understand, but...
Put it in the paper and be legal.
Ken, you see Kelly when she gets back and see if you get any bites on it. I haven't had much luck with putting it in the paper and all that. So.
There's no way of getting a definite answer, but rumor has it salt prices are going up. It's for next year again. Like last fall or last year when we put our order in, you can take, the way the contract is, you can go 20% over your order or 20% under. I didn't know what your feeling was to, she hasn't got back to me on what we got left as far as being 20% over, but do we order some now?
You must have
a cheaper price.
You must have a pretty good pile there now. Actually just got 200 some ton.
Yeah.
Must be full.
It was some that were, yeah, it's pretty close to full. But you can cover it with sand. Or you want to just hold out and hopefully dump a bunch.
Well,
they were talking, the way they were talking today, somebody heard, I didn't hear a number, I just heard it was going up. They said $5 a ton.
I don't know if I'd tie the money up now, you're not going to use it until November, December.
That's why I didn't.
No, I think you got, if you got it full now, I mean, that, I would hold off on that. My feeling, anyways.
Is it undercover?
Yeah.
It's always undercover.
So. Okay.
That should be it.
You sure? Okay. Library. Art.
We continue to do okay considering everything that's going on. So we're still open as much or more than most others. Many other libraries are just starting to do things that we've been doing since October. So we're still planning to hold the line on that. So So you can go in, you know, for about 20 minutes and check, look for books and check things out and bring stuff back. And we're open for that, and we're open full time for that. We're still not open for computers, but if somebody really has a need, like if they need to apply for a job and need to get their computer, I think if they call and by appointment, I think we could be able to help somebody with something like that. So if you know of anybody that has a need, it won't hurt to call and find out, you know, how we could help them with that. The question came up last month of how many people have been asking us to set up their appointments for COVID vaccinations. And I checked with Jenny, and she said in February and March, she was getting about 2 calls a week of where to find the website and things like that. She said she never did have to do the actual typing for them, though she could have done that.
Right.
And she still could do that. But it seems like it's getting a little easier because she said the last couple of weeks she hasn't had any. She hasn't had any, but that went quite well for February and March.
Yeah.
And those of you who have been in Moores for a while, you know about Paul and Elizabeth Bogan. And Mr. Bogan was the principal for years and years, and Mrs. Bogan was the librarian for years and years.
Long time.
And so our building is named after the Paul and Elizabeth Bogan Memorial Building. And their daughter, Pam Bogan Lynch, is an artist. And back in the 1970s, she painted these murals for the library and donated them to the library. And one's for the kids section. It has like Dr. Seuss stuff and all these kids things that you would find in the kids section books. And the other mural she did were of cats that belonged to various residents at Moores in 1970s, and there's actually a little thing that tells you who owns which cat at that time. So what happened is we decided we want to put those up on the walls, and Art Misek volunteered to make frames, and he donated the wood and his time, and so we hope to get those up within a week or two. I think today he was working on the frames, so which we thank Art Misek for doing that. But I thought it'd be nice if you want to come in and see some of these things. And we do have several things about the Bogans. We'll probably end up with a little section just for them.
Dedicate them.
And if you want to come in and see some of that sometime, you know. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Art. Okay. Dog control.
Oh, good. Randy's just going to read the proposal for the kennel license.
Go for it, Ross.
Yeah. Everybody have an opportunity to look at this? Chris and everybody. Stacy and myself, we had talked about there's been a lot of interest shown about getting a kennel license for people in a community. So we were kind of putting it back and forth on how to get some, it's going to help us with some revenue and put some guidelines in place on this. So I'll let you guys take it. I don't think we need to read it. If you want me to read it, I'll read it. If not, do what you think.
I mean, there's a lot of houndsmen in the area. We all know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they come and they go, they train, they ship them off. So I think this would be a good way of being able to tell which houndsmen has the dogs and.
Right.
You know, so up to 10, like it says, at $50 fee and have their rabies shots.
It's going to generate some revenue. It's going to be able to allow the dog control officer to do periodic checks on sites. And also has it states in here about, you know, if somebody doesn't follow the guidelines, they can be revoked.
Yeah?
No
No, I think it's,
We don't have anything now.
Right, yeah, we don't.
So.
We've been talking about it.
And it gives the dog control officer the, like I said, the ability to, go on site, and they are in agreement with this. I spoke to a number of houndsmen in the area, and from, you know, other places. This is pretty much in the middle of, at least it's a start.
Yep.
Looking for your support on this. Stacy and I are looking for the support. Get something started, or if you have any ideas or suggestions to make it better, we're open for it. And if anybody in, wants to take a look at it, you're more than welcome to.
Okay, yeah, that's, well, I'm not sure how it works, if we can put that into law.
We have to make a referendum.
If we have to, you know, we have to wait a month to read it and then.
Yep.
So.
And like Randy said too, we talked to a lot, everybody that does have hounds and has all these, that's what they're hoping for, is like something like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for the most part, most of them are pretty much in agreement too.
Right.
You know.
Okay.
I would make a motion to move forward with getting this in motion to.
Yeah.
To adopt this type of.
Right, I'll, yeah. Okay. Donald make a motion? Or did Randy? Donald did? Okay. Second?
I'll second.
Randy? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, I will, find out what our next step is to get this, enacted. And we'll bring it up next meeting.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Randy. Anything else?
No.
Good.
Just like I said earlier, I'm just gonna order some stuff that we need and.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Beautification.
Nothing.
Nothing, okay. Alrighty, youth, nobody here from the youth. Town historian, nope.
Youth commission. Time to think about it. Nothing to report. Last year we had, in Moore's Forks Ball Field, there's a gentleman there in the corner, we're looking for the fencing.
Yep. Yep, I got a quote from, a fence company, but it was like $6,000-$7,000. But I got a quote from Larry Bagore or Jamie Bagore to get some metal post and some fence to run around here. And I think that's probably our best bet. I would like probably some Saturday we can get a bunch of us together and maybe flop that up and save the town some money.
Sounds good to me.
So.
I think he'd be happy and I think it'd be.
Yeah, he called me the other day and I told him we were working on it and that, so I'll get a hold of Jamie and have him get the stuff ordered and.
You got it all measured out?
Yep. Yep, I give him the measurement and everything, yep.
Thanks.
Yep, and, we'll get a bunch of us together some Saturday and.
Perfect.
We'll flop it up. Save the town some money because it was quite pricey to have them come in and do it. It was a lot of money, I thought, anyways.
There was two motorcycles and a 4x4 on it last Monday.
Oh, really?
On his property?
They went in by the entrance way for the.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he's just worried about liability. If people get on there and get hurt, they're going to sue him, and which I can understand that. You know, but the other fence was all rotted out and it was falling down and we had to do something with it anyway, so. Okay, and I guess speaking on that, the lady is supposed to come up and give me a quote on doing the fence around the cemetery. They're gonna come and look at it and get a recommendation, so. Okay. Fire department. Fire department had a total of 9 calls for the month of March. 7 in the town, 2 in mutual aid, a total of 33 so far this year. Had 2 house fires, 3 motor vehicle accidents, 1 standby, 1 medical assist, and 2 CO alarms. And it was by Chief Mr. Todd Gumblock. Anything else, Todd?
I spoke with Mr. LePan from the state. I just wanted to keep it fresh in his mind about the pavement out front of the firehouse.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him what the chances of having that done this year would be. he's gonna look into it and get back to me. I told him, I said, the town should not have to pay for that, and he agreed, so we'll wait to see what he comes back with. Also, like Chris mentioned, we are gonna be advertising the two fire trucks that are sitting outside. We opted to pull 259 out of service, which was stationed up at Station 2 in Cannons. Maintenance, insurance, you know, it's the oldest truck in the fleet, so we opted to move a newer truck up there, which gives them 1,500 gallons of water up in that neck of the woods on the truck now, so. A little newer truck, a little better coverage for that area, so. We are starting to get some junior members to join that are in that area, so hopefully they stick with it and move on to full-time members.
Sure.
That's all I got.
Okay, thank you, Todd.
Good question for you.
Sure.
Is Moore Station 2 a separate station?
No.
I mean, it's all Moore's, but is it looked at differently?
No.
Just all Moore's Fire Department?
Yeah.
Moore's Fire Department, Station 1, Station 2. We're all...
And for having that up there, the homeowners up there, homeowner insurance is a lot cheaper.
Yes. Yeah, we looked into...
Taking it down because...
Taking it down, pulling it out, but that would really raise the...
Yeah, insurance rates.
Insurance drastically.
What shape is that building? I haven't been up there in years.
It's good shape.
It's a good shape?
Oh, yeah, it's really good shape. Yep.
Yeah, we got a good group of guys, and there's, you know, Chris has done some work up there if needed, and we got guys in the department to go up there and take care of things as well, so. It's holding up pretty good.
They have like a work night up there too?
Yeah, there's guys that go there now and then. We send guys from down here up there as well. If there's components of guys down here, we'll send them up there to check everything out. Usually that truck is checked once a week by one of the members up there. It might not be Monday night, it might be a night that he's got a free minute, he can run down and do it, so. They try to stay up on it as much as they can.
Good.
So.
Thank you.
All right, EMS, I did not get a report from the EMS. Court, we got a court report for the month of February, with a total of $5,228. Of that, $3,606 went to the state, $200 to the county, and $1,422 went to the town of Morris. Code enforcement, Jason's got the bug. So, old business. The only thing I got under old business was, wasn't last week, week before, we had a meeting here with the teleconference with the lady from the Friends of the North Country, and we got everything squared away. The grant is on its way. We're just waiting to hear back if we got it or not. So it's $500,000 grant to do stick-built homes. You had to choose between stick-built or mobile home, because mobile homes, what they do is they replace the whole mobile home. So it's more money, so they would only do four or five with the $500,000, where the stick-built, you can do eight or nine, depending on how much. So we figured, you know, we can do more in the first year with the $500,000, so that's more or less why we went with that. But it is on its way, and the grant has been written, and so we're just waiting to hear. Anything else under old business?
The only thing, the old business that we had last month was we talked about the garbage pickup and the mailboxes. I had not the opportunity to go to the post office, talk about moving the mailbox or working with them and generating a letter. We talked about garbage pickup.
On the cleanup day?
Cleanup the weekend or cleanup week?
I don't know, whatever, we got some money that can be used for that, how we want to, or if we wanted to, it's just an idea.
Well, I'm sure if we can get some cleanup and get some garbages, or I'm sure we can get the county to take it for pretty cheap. So, yeah, if you want to coordinate that and pick a weekend, and I would think a weekend would probably be better than a whole week, because most people work.
What do you
plan on doing? Gonna go door to door, or?
Garbage? By roads, eh?
Putting out by the road and...
Well, I was going to pick up side of the road last year, but a common question Don and I were talking earlier is like, and we definitely have to include Chris, is do you think we have the manpower? Do you want to? Or do we sub it out to somebody else? Or do we take local people to bid for it?
I mean, what are you planning on doing? I guess is the first thing.
Kind of like Shazy.
What does Shazy do? I don't have an idea.
Did they stop doing it though, Shazy?
I'm not sure.
They were doing it for a while, but I think they, I don't think they do it.
I think it's just a one thing. I'm just looking for a one-time thing. I'm just giving an idea of a one-time thing, you know, for like a weekend, a set weekend in a certain area of Moores, set weekend in Moores too. Something, you know, if you have, of course with COVID, we can use it COVID related because everybody's been home, everybody's stored more stuff and junk and cleaning and stuff. I mean, you see it, all you gotta do is go down to Barkmore. I mean, you got tires, you got your choice of furniture, you know, you got everything you need, you can pretty much, you know, and actually get your truth,
right?
So I mean...
But I would...
It can get expensive to get rid of TVs and stuff.
Right, I wouldn't go house to house. If you wanna do roads, clean roads, that's fine. But as far as people bringing their stuff out to the road and you taking it?
You don't wanna do that?
No. You're gonna get all kinds of junk.
Well, what if we specify...
Like I say, you're gonna get TVs and you're gonna get beds and you're gonna...
I thought Moores takes TVs.
You gotta pay to get it.
32 inches, like $35 to get rid of.
You gotta pay for it.
Yeah, you pay for it.
Again, I'm just looking for ideas, suggestions, you know, I know it's a big jump, but...
I think it's a good idea to do the roads the first year, do some of the roads and, you know, each year do a couple different roads. I mean, you're not gonna do them all, but...
Right, no.
As far as picking up people's houses, I don't think that's a good idea. I really don't. You're gonna run into a lot of trouble. You're gonna find you're gonna get...
Once in a while, the county does something where they take back that old paint or different things.
Right.
That's, I'm not sure when, how they...
But even paint, if you take it off and you dump kitty litter in it, they'll take it to the dump once it dries out.
They will?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to put a proposal together for next month and see what you think.
Yeah.
I mean, because we really don't have any clarifications about what we can and cannot use this money for.
Right.
If and when we receive it.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, do you have, according to what we got here, I mean...
Well, the thing is, we haven't got the money yet, so...
No, that's what I mean. If and when, I mean, it gives us a month to kind of think of something. I mean,
It'll be a couple of months before we get it anyway, because it's gotta go through New York State, so... You know how New York State works.
Right, I wanna put it in the suggestion box, that's all. It was brought to me to bring it to you, to us here, so I'm just bringing it up, and if there's better things, then...
Write up something and we'll... See what happens. Yeah, ain't hurt to look.
Sounds good.
Okay. Okay. Anything else under new business? Or I guess we're all still in old business. I probably should've done this one with the highway, but I know a couple of months ago, we had the lady come in from Park Lane that is complaining about the water in the ditch. Peter Hager, the soil and water conservation guy, I guess apparently she called him also. And he said that he would be more than willing to meet us over there and look at it. And he said if we need to do it, put culverts in there, he said that the county would pay for the culverts to put it in there. You know, one in the corner of Bart Van Leeuwen used to live. You know, because there's not much of a pitch there for that water to go over to the ditch, and that's the problem. It's just backing up. And she's complaining it's wet there all the time, so... So yeah, if you wanna, Chris, get a hold of Peter and go down there with him and...
I tried to meet with him today, but he was busy.
Was he? You need his number or you got it?
I got it.
You got it? Okay.
Has the state got back to you about taking that ditch down along 11 here?
They don't know. The locals, there's been so many retired, and you're doing three jobs at one. They're not promising nothing from the ones I've talked to. I tried talking to them on the storm drains through the village and...
Calvin was supposed to get a hold of them also. Apparently she called Calvin too. Calvin was supposed to get a hold of the state and have them look at it. But I haven't heard anything from them, so... I'll try to call them again too, and.
It's just.
I mean, if we're gonna do it on our end, maybe they should clean their ditch on their end too.
Dig a little bit, but it's so flat that.
Yeah.
All you're pulling is sod, it's.
Right.
You're trying to make water flow almost uphill, tough to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause that's the only thing, we talked about the pipes. If it does happen, she's gonna be known that if it freezes.
It's all caused by that artesian well, right?
No well. If it freezes, we can only unthaw so far.
Right.
Then you dig it up.
Yeah.
At her expense.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when you fill your lawn in the front. If there's an issue, everything is billed to you.
We wouldn't be putting it on her property. We're not gonna put the culverts on her property.
Technically, it's her property.
The ditch is her property?
Yeah, that's why she wants it,
I think the, yeah.
Yeah.
Line is right.
It's pretty much her line. I mean, either way, it's half ours, half theirs.
That's what I mean, we can't, if we're gonna do it to help, we can't put the whole, you know, the onus of responsibility.
It's just gotta be noted that it freezes and starts backing the water up, it's getting ripped up.
Well, these guys too, they got lasers and stuff, they can check it out and see what, that's why I'm glad he's kind of involved in it. Cause they can find out what the pitch is and then we can push the state even more if it's, you know. Cause that's a big ditch that goes across there, and that's where everything goes, heads toward the river. So, but yeah, get together with Peter and, if you need one of us there too, let us know, we'll go down too. Have a powwow and see what we can do. Okay? Anything else in our whole business? New business? Done our new business, guys?
Down to the playground there, that slide.
Yeah. I didn't go look at it yet, but.
The equipment damage down at the playground.
Yeah, it's that place that worked in the rec park, it's gonna have some work done to it. There's one board on the end, it's starting to rot pretty good. And it's not sticking out where anybody can get caught on it, but, there's a screw sticking through that you can see the point of it. And then the slide.
The slide should be taken off because.
The slide should be taken off.
They're ripped their hand on it.
And either replaced or just taken off, and then you'll have to board up the entrance to the slide there on the top. But it's got a 2-foot crack in the side of it, and it's right where.
Everybody put their hands like that.
Yeah, right where the little ones put their hands there.
Kelly gets back, I'll get with her and see if she can get a, tell her a new slide for it.
Okay.
In the meantime, we can take it off.
Yeah.
Well, plan was later this week to start, I got a backstop to put up for Tyson.
Take it off and just block that, block it with something.
Get something.
If you can't get to it, Chris, I can go over my time and do it, and I'll take some, we got some flagging tape, I'll just grab off the truck and I'll wrap that area and flag it off. I'll make sure it's,
Push the board there so they don't.
Yeah, I can do that too, I've got some 2x6s at home.
Just tape.
Yeah, somebody will be going through it.
Okay, all right, thanks. Anything else under new business?
Dylan asked me to remind you, make sure you get some cemetery employees, he's not home long.
Well, he was supposed to check with the sample boy if he was gonna do it or not, remind him if he's interested, but we're working on it, but yeah.
Just so it's not a last minute.
Right, right, yeah. Well, if I don't.
We'll watch it anyway, but.
If I don't get anything by the time Kelly gets back, I'll have her put a thing in the paper, they were looking for mowers, people to mow. Yeah, cause Memorial Day comes pretty quick. Okay, anything else?
I got one thing. We had a letter in the project today that Mr. Cardinal was not interested in snow plowing up there.
Morse Forks?
Yep, I just wanna say, I've seen him, done a good job.
Thank you. Yeah, our jobs are changing to where we're gonna be able to be full remote, so we're gonna become snowbirds in the winter time. But I don't wanna, it may not happen this year, but if it doesn't, I wanna commit to something and I'll be able to.
Okay, thank you for your service.
Yeah, we really appreciate what you've done. You definitely didn't make money on it, I can almost guarantee you that.
Did it as service to the town.
So if anybody hears, anybody's interested in it or wants to take it over, if not, then we'll Somehow the town's gonna have to.
Does the John Deere tractors come with it?
It can for a price.
I was gonna say, for a price, right?
Alright, and it's for sale.
I would, but I'm a Kubota man, just so you know.
Okay.
Maybe someday you'll see the light.
You're right.
Okay, public comment. Yes, sir.
I'm here on behalf of my friend Rich. We would just like some clarification as to, there's some property up here that belongs to town where the quarry is.
The quarry is, oh, our gravel pit?
Yeah.
Okay.
For a while, him, his wife, and the kids were using, there's a trail that goes back through the woods.
Uh-huh.
It's mowed. He has small children. They were using it. You know, his son was, had like a little dirt bike thing. They were using it to keep skids off the river. It was brought to our attention, well, his attention, that it's posted property apparently by the town, according to this gentleman here.
Okay.
I'm not here to start anything. He wants clarification so he knows.
Okay.
Apparently, because when I spoke to Chris said he knew nothing, you know, as far as whether it was, wasn't, you know, whatever.
Right.
You know, so we're just, I know that he was, I guess, apparently given permission to tap the trees.
Yep.
You know, that's whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But we were just looking for clarification. Are they able to use that trail?
I don't see why they couldn't use the trail. I don't have a
because
problem with it.
Because there is a posted sign.
Now what is it, like an old railroad track or
it,
just a...
I don't know what it is. There is an old trail that's there. This gentleman put up posted signs. Your dad, somebody did.
That's why. So what I did last year was I called and asked. I called Chris, said, hey, can I put up some posted signs on the property?
Okay.
My equipment is up there.
Which is fine, but when I spoke to Chris knew, said he knew nothing about the posted signs. Okay. So if this is where the arguments are coming in to play, like, I don't know. Like I said, he's not from this area. He's from way down south in Vermont. He just moved to this area a couple years ago. So like I said, he's one of the easiest going people you will ever meet. He truly is, but he, like, the confrontation you guys had, I was there that day. I heard yelling from both sides. On a professional level, you being part of the town, you know, you working for the town, I can tell you as a firefighter, there's a certain level of, doesn't matter how pissed you are at each other, keeping it simple.
I never cursed once. Was I cursed at?
I heard a whole lot of yelling from both sides. I didn't hear the whole conversations. And I'm not gonna say that I heard both sides of the conversation. Okay. I heard just a whole lot of yelling back and forth.
Okay, well, let's get on with what we're doing.
But anyway, we're looking not into for the hall. Clarification, just as to whether or not he is or is not able to use the trails. Because if you don't mind, if I can approach up from front really quick.
Yeah.
Where's your property located?
Up on Davidson Road.
On the gravel, pit?
The town gravel pit.
So this here. So this here is the sign.
Okay. Well, do you have a copy of the trail? I don't care.
No, I don't know.
I want to know what the trail.
So right behind his house, there's two.
Where does he live?
He lives on 188 Davison.
Okay.
Okay, so right behind his house, there's two mowed trails that go out.
Okay.
This sign is what's sitting right in the middle of the trail.
Okay.
And where it sits, it blocks him, the neighbor to the left of him, if you're looking at his house.
Okay.
It's literally just before the trail that cuts into the property there.
The gravel pit.
Yeah, so there's a trail that comes from the neighbors into the same thing that he would use to walk out.
Mm-hmm.
But the posted sign is like here, here's the trail. So basically it's saying, oh, he can use it, they can use it, but you're not using.
Okay, now does it, the trail, does it go into the gravel pit? Is that where you're riding in?
Yeah, I'm assuming that it, I haven't been that far back. I'm assuming it goes all the way, like there's a walking trail. I'm assuming it goes all the way up to the gravel pit, mm-hmm. and it must do one big, like, horseshoe.
What property are we talking about?
So he's at 188.
We're talking about Kate Gardens here.
Yep, so he's the house right next door.
This one?
Yep.
The ball?
Yep. So right behind there, there's this, it must be this, must be the dirt, the trail.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, there's a trail that literally goes all the way back to wherever. I'm assuming it must go out to the gravel pit or the road.
Yep.
They use this to walk on because they have small kids. So they usually walk with a stroller or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'm not here to start any, we're just looking for clarification right. as to if it can or cannot be used by them
yep.
for that purpose.
Yep. And that's why we're here. That's why we have a board. So, okay. Yeah, I mean, as far as the trail, I mean, I don't, if that's, now, is that the town property?
I'm gonna say it goes from his right into the town.
Mm-hmm.
That's
ours. That's a town property.
Jeff, if it's town property, who's liable if anybody gets hurt back there riding your horse?
Right.
It should be posted legally.
And that's what we're looking for clarification for. We don't, like, we're not here to start anything. We're just, like, looking for clarification as to...
I think it should be the same as our sand pit. We don't allow anybody riding in our sand pit.
Right, yeah, they can't.
And that's fine. If there's no riding back there, that's fine.
Even, you know,
most of the time, they're just using it as a walking.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Right. Yeah. I mean, walking, I don't have a problem walking, but... I would need to check whether our insurance carry on the right bike in there. Like okay. say, if somebody gets hurt.
Well, yeah, and I totally understand that. Yeah, you know, like I said, I totally get that part.
Okay, all right. What's your phone number?
Mine, 518-578-3999.
And your name?
Jason.
Jason?
Yep.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that's the first thing I do, but I mean, as far as I'm concerned, walking on the trail.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm looking for clarification mm-hmm. because there has been some yelling going on. And,
yep.
You know, we're just trying to...
Right. Yeah. I mean, we're all neighbors. We've got to get along.
Well, exactly.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Most of it was, I have a couple of step kids that are older.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just riding those little electric bikes up and down.
Mm-hmm. No.
Everybody else around the town is running their four-wheelers all over the place up. And mm-hmm. all we wanted with my wife is a one-year-old not wants to push that stroller back
right.
and forth.
Because okay.
it's not I mean, like, safe. Yeah, it is I not safe to be on that road. We got
yeah.
people
oh, yeah.
popping
oh,
wheelies yeah. up and down that doing 90.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't blame you. I wouldn't go on that road either.
So we weren't trying to cause any problems. Mm-hmm. My okay. wife is from West Jersey. So it's...
Okay.
And so... I try to talk to the neighbors about it, and I just can't anymore. You know, having been in the military, I get very, very loud, so I brought him
okay.
to the point that... So all we wanted to do was just have permission from the town, because there's the apple orchard that's all up through there, and with the black raspberry and stuff. Just simply walk that trail with my one-year-old, and my wife's been pregnant. So the last thing in the world I want is for her to get clipped by a car.
Right.
Just simply well, push that trail.
I don't blame you there.
However,
I wouldn't walk on that road either.
I will not have your employee... Yeah. harassing my kids.
Mm-hmm.
It,
okay.
it will not go well.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Yep. You're welcome. Okay. So yeah, I'm definitely going to check with our insurance carrier on that. Any bikes and dirt bikes and stuff in there, but
I can have those sent back to your dad.
So well, I don't know what's the rest of you guys on them walking the trail. I mean, it's better than walking on the road.
I don't see a problem walking at all. They don't take the dirt bikes. And,
yeah.
Four-wheelers. It's like the sand pit, you're not allowed in there, right?
Yeah.
Right.
You can't ride in sand pit, as long as they're walking, I mean, and obviously there's some equipment is there. I mean, it's not fair to leave one go and not another person go, especially if it's town property.
Right.
So,
yeah, no,
but
it should be an open trail.
Well, being neighbors, I'm just saying, it's not a civil case or nothing, but being neighbors, maybe one would look out for the other maybe somehow, or, I mean, we should.
Right.
Just peacefully.
Yes.
Peacefully.
Yes, sir.
I think that's all we'll be asking, Mr. Gardner.
Yeah, my equipment's not there now anymore, so it doesn't matter. It was when my equipment was there, it was, I didn't want something to happen to it.
My kids know not to touch anything that's there.
Is that go all the way down in the back of your place?
And they're old enough to understand that, respect that. Their dad works for the feds, and my background, my kids won't touch anything that's not theirs.
I think working together, I think there's a resolution there for sure. I mean, it is town property. I think if we, as a body, post it, then it's posted for everybody.
No, no, I mean, as far as a walking trail and not a problem. I mean,
that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I'll get back to you on the dirt bike or the little electric bikes. I mean, whatever. I'll check out the insurance.
I send them back to their dannies. I don't want them ripping up the yards and ripping up anything else. Mm-hmm. It was theirs. It was the little things you get from Tractor.
Okay.
It's nothing major, but I don't really want them on the property anyway. So it's because they're not wearing safety gear, and I just don't want it.
Yeah.
From my
point. Yeah.
So they've been removed off the property anyways. Okay. But mountain bikes, that's okay, or they're walking with a stroller, mm-hmm. or getting some stones, and as long as that's fine, then whatever.
Yep, that's not a problem. Okay? All right. Anything else? No? All right. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion.
Chris? Second?
Second.
Don? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, carry. No opposed. Okay. Thank you, everybody.
No.